Tulsa had not had any women. They had a woman who was city auditor one time, but she couldn't vote. The auditor did not have a vote on the city commission. And we had men, mostly from South Central Tulsa, on the city government.
But that's because she was an auditor, not because she was female.
She was an auditor.
Right.
And the auditor's position was not a voting position
right.
on the city commission.
Right.
There were some women on the school board, two women, as I recall, on the school board. But women really were not active in the government in Oklahoma, and certainly not in Tulsa. I want to talk about the city commission for a minute. The city commission was our form of government since the city's beginning. It was patterned after the Galveston city government. In 1900, Galveston had a terrible flood, and their government needed to be a government which could respond quickly to emergencies. So they developed the city commission form of government, which is the mayor and four commissioners. The city services in the early days were police and fire, streets and public property, finance, and water and sewer. Those were the chief public services that the city provided. So each one had a commissioner and the mayor. They had both executive and legislative duties. The city, as it grew, developed many more areas of service. We had parks. We had urban renewal. We had the zoo. We had the museums. We had the river parks, planning commissions, lots of different areas. So boards and commissions and trust authorities were established. Citizens participated in those. Not very many women, however. Cecil Bales was on the park board. I don't know of other women, but there were mostly men in our city government. And I kind of think Tulsa became perhaps aware of the fact that we didn't have women in government. Anyway, the city commission began to have some problems with all the boards and commissions that were around, and it began to be problematic, primarily because it was not diverse. Nobody from West Tulsa, nobody from North Tulsa, nobody from East Tulsa, nobody from far South Tulsa on the city commission. We were beginning to have lawsuits threatened because of the failure of diversity in our government. And lawsuits were threatening public schools because of segregation. So all of these things were coming to bear in the early 70s. And Mayor LaFortune established a charter review committee. He called the League of Women Voters for the name of two women who might be members of that committee, and the League nominated Estelle Hamilton and me. We served on the committee with the men. I was the secretary. We studied forms of government, and we decided that the most efficient form of government and the fairest form was to have a mayor council, where the executive power would be vested in the mayor. And the council would be the legislature. The council would be elected by district, so there would be some diversity in the city. Because up until that time, bond issues were failing. As I said, people felt neglected and didn't feel that they were part of the city and had a stake in the city. So the Charter Committee made its recommendation, strong mayor-council form of government, and we had a campaign. We went to speak in groups all across the city, and we lost the election.
And this is in
the early 70s.
And you lost the election.
And
why do you think you lost that?
I guess it was just too new. I think the city had to become educated. Maybe we had to go through a lot more. We did have the commission form of government. It stayed in effect until 1989, when another charter election put in the mayor-council form.
Interesting. They voted it down to begin with when they knew there wasn't enough diversity and they weren't representing their district or where they lived, and they still voted it down.
Well, I remember the campaign against the charter. A very clever and skillful publicist ran that campaign. His name was Willard Mason. He had a wonderfully creative television advertisement against it. He had a checkerboard with a number of checkers, and he said, here is the city government now. We can vote for five people, the mayor, the commissioners. Here's the city government that they want. You can't vote for this one, and he would take a checker off. You can't vote for this one. You can't vote for this one. You can't vote for this one until he had 8 checkers removed. You can vote for this one and the mayor. So you only had 2 checkers left on the board.
And he wasn't doing the city any favor.
Well, not in our way of thinking.
At that time, right.
Not in our way. But the city commission survived. And the other thing is the city commission was a scandal-free government. It was really a pretty good government. Its problem was lack of diversity, lack of involvement from other sections of the city.